A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October, Canada
kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。This is Jimmy. 各位晨读的小伙伴们，早上好，我是 Jimmy。In today's news, we're going to talk about the UK is leading the way in use of language learning apps. 那今天早上的新闻呢，讲的是疫情期间外语学习 app 在英国备受欢迎。由于疫情封锁措施，现在大大小小的娱乐场所关停，人们没法出门逛街，那常常窝在家里的沙发上刷一天的手机。不过呢，除了用各种手机 APP 聊天刷剧，英国民众呢还在疫情期间爱上了用语言学习 APP 学外语。哎，那具体情况如何呢？我们就一起来读一下今天的新闻。与此同时呢，如果你希望进一步提升英语水平，我向你强烈推荐由本课程原班人马打造的有灵外刊精读课。这篇课是晨读的升级版，会精选全球顶级刊物的文章，带你逐字逐句掌握语言精华。只要你坚持学习，还能全额退学费。请关注公众号“夏说英文晨读”，立即报名参加吧。Okay, so I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. The popularity of language learning apps has boomed around the world during the coronavirus lockdowns.And the UK has somewhat, surprisingly, led the way. With lockdowns limiting what we can otherwise do with our leisure time, people have been downloading apps to swap their hellos for bonjour. People are learning because of culture, brain training, family, and relationships, along with school and travel. We want a positive use of our time, and to do something productive on our phones. COVID gave people the stimulus to do this.
好，那么全篇听完，我们逐句来理解一下啊。首先来看第一句，概括了新闻的核心大意。
The popularity of language learning apps has boomed around the world during the coronavirus lockdowns, and the UK has somewhat surprisingly led the way.
好，我们先看前半句 ，popularity 那就是 popular 它的名词形式啊，表示受欢迎的程度。而后面这个动词呢 boom、意思呢是 to increase rapidly 就是蓬勃的发展、那么在哪儿呢
around the world、
全世界、然后时间呢是 during the coronavirus lockdowns、在疫情封锁期间所以前半句呢合起来就是说疫情封锁期间语言学习 APP 在全球范围内受欢迎程度迅速提升那么在英国的受欢迎程度如何呢、后半句呢就给出了答案And the UK has somewhat surprisingly led the way.
有点令人惊讶的是英国在这个方面遥遥领先。
好这里呢我们学了一个短语就是 lead the way.其实我在上次呢我也讲过对吧上次我们讲的是 lead the world,、处于世界领先地位。当然在这个地方它用的是 lead the way, 那意思呢差不多也表示处于领先地位。那比如我们说在航天技术方面处于领先地位那就是 lead the way in space technology 然后呢在数据方面处于领先地位就可以说 lead the way in data protection 好我们接着来看下一句
With lockdowns limiting what we can otherwise do with our leisure time people have been downloading apps to swap their hellos for bonjour
封锁措施限制了我们在闲暇时间能开展的活动人们纷纷下载语言学习 APP 来学习外语
Do with something、
这是一个表达表示意思呢其实就等于 deal with、就是对待处理那比如我们还可以说
I don't know what to do with all the food that's left over、
我不知道该怎么去处理这些剩饭剩菜另外还有一个表达呢叫做
swap something for something
就是用什么东西来交换另外一个东西 那文中所说的 swap their hellos for bonjour、就是把英文中的 hello 换成了法语中的 bonjour， 那也就是说英国人开始学法语了。然后最后一段呢，是一名来自多邻国管理层人员接受采访时候说了一段话、他呢就解释了英国人疫情期间爱上语言学习 app 的原因。那多邻国呢也是疫情期间、很热门的一款语言学习 app。 People are learning because of culture, brain training, family and relationshipsalong with school and travel. We want a positive use of our time and to do something productive on our phones. COVID gave people the stimulus to do this.
那第一句话它其实首先是提供了六个原因、第一个是 culture, 文化，第二个 brain training, 脑力训练，是吧？就是虽然闲在家里，但是脑子还是要动的。然后第三是 family, 家庭、第四 relationships, 人际关系。你学好外语还能帮我们结交更多的朋友。还有呢是 school、那么当然这儿指的不是学校，而是学业、虽然学校关闭，但是学业不能停啊。然后最后一个呢是 travel、旅行、因为学好一门外语、解封之后你可以出国旅行。他是想要 We want a positive use of our time and to do something productive on our phones。这些爱上语言学习 APP 的英国民众呢，就是想积极的利用时间，用手机来做点实事儿。Productive 表示的意思呢，是富有成效的。Do something productive 其实字面意思呢，就是做有成效的、有产出的事情。那其实也就是我们中文说的做点实事儿。然后最后一句呢 ，COVID gave people the stimulus to do this。新冠疫情促使人们用手机 APP 来学外语。Stimulate、这个是它的动词，表示促进、触发。然后我们在文中看到这个 stimulus， 它其实是名词形式、就是刺激或者是促进的因素、比如我们可以说外国投资、是这个产业发展的促进因素、那你就可以说 Foreign investment has been a stimulus to the industry。 那也就是说呢，外国投资促进了该产业的发展。OK， 那么新闻讲到这儿、我们就一起来复习回顾一下今天所学的三个重点单词和短语。First one 是一个短语 ，lead the way。lead the way 表示处于领先地位，对吧？比如说航天技术处于领先地位 ，lead the way in space technology。数据方面处于领先地位 ，lead the way in data protection。OK，next one， 第二个是一个表达叫做 do with something。do with。它其实就等于 deal with、okay? 这个表达应该见得比较多、就是对待或者处理。 I don't know what to do with all the food that's left over。 好，第三个是一个词叫做 stimulus、okay? 那么这个地方我们也学了一个表达、叫做 a stimulus to somebody or something、你可以把它理解为就是某事的促进因素。 For example, foreign investment has been a stimulus to the industryAlright, 那么以上就是我们今天带来的这篇新闻讲解。在此提醒大家不要忘记关注我们的公众号下说英文晨读。节目最后我来为大家再朗读一遍全文，祝你度过愉快的一天。The popularity of language learning apps has boomed around the world during the coronavirus lockdowns, and the UK has somewhat surprisingly led the way. With lockdowns limiting what we can otherwise do with our leisure time,People have been downloading apps to swap their hellos for a bonjour. People are learning because of culture, brain training, family and relationships, along with school and travel. We want a positive use of our time and to do something productive on our phones. COVID gave people the stimulus to do this.